Welcome to Mason's Media Musings for Week 10. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you for joining me as we take a look inside all things Denver Broncos media and broadcast related. Let's get started with last week's game at New England. Obviously, not what the Broncos hoped for on the field, but a boffo success when it came to people watching the game. 701,000 households tuned in the Denver area for the game. That's the second highest household viewership that the Broncos have gotten in the Denver market this year. It was also the fourth highest rated game last week in terms of markets, only behind the games for the local teams in Pittsburgh, New England, and New Orleans, a 44.1 rating. So obviously, strong matchup because it was a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game and a strong rating for it. And the Broncos hoping for another strong rating and a stronger performance on the field when they go to Oakland this week to resume a 54-year rivalry. A different face at the mic for CBS this week as Greg Gumbel will be on the call. It's the first time Gumbel has called a Broncos game since a game you might want to forget. That's the January 2013 playoff loss to Baltimore. He called that game with Dan Dierdorf, who's now semi-retired, no longer doing NFL, doing radio work for the University of Michigan, his alma mater. So now working with Gumbel is Trent Green, who you might remember from such teams as the Kansas City Chiefs, going into full Troy McClure mode there. You know, Trent Green, great quarterback in his day, had some big numbers with the Chiefs under Dick Vermeil, and now he's working for CBS, but he's done a few Bronco games before on radio. Four games, mostly on Thursday nights on national radio broadcasts, but this is the first time that Trent Green is going to call a Broncos game on television, so we'll see how he does. And then on the sideline, Evan Washburn. You know, if you're an NFL fan, you may not be familiar with him, but if you're a Denver Outlaws fan, you might know who he is because he's one of CBS Sports Network's voices of Major League Lacrosse. So for you Outlaws and Broncos fans, a familiar face on the sideline this week. But until CBS takes the baton, Broncos TV and the Broncos partners have plenty to get you ready for Sunday's game. On Thursday, while you're watching Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network, turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or crank up the second screen to DenverBroncos.com for Bud Light Broncos Primetime live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. Join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, ESPN.com's Jeff Legwold, and our special guest, tight end Jacob Tammy. That's 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com. Friday, join us right here on DenverBroncos.com to get ready for the game with two preview segments. First with myself, Chris Hall, and Phil Milani, and later with the radio voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Then click over to Fox 31 at 9:30 p.m. for this week's Fox on Fox show, where the head coach previews the Raiders. You can also catch all the segments from that show right here on DenverBroncos.com. On Saturday night at 9:30, tune to Channel 20 for Broncos Sideline Stories with Jim Sacomano. He will be joined by former head coach Dan Reeves, who led the team to three AFC titles in the 1980s. If you miss it then, catch the encore Sunday morning at 9:30 on Channel 9. And on game day this Sunday, get started with Broncos Game Day Live on Channel 9 at 9 a.m. Rod Mackey will be joined by safety T.J. Ward. Then at 12:30 p.m. Mountain Time, click on over to DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft. I'll be joined by Chris Hall and Phil Milani live from the field in Oakland to preview the game. Enjoy your NFL Week 10 and your Broncos week, everybody. Until then, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.